And so I'm laughing my ass off. But then I'm thinking, this guy can't do this anymore unless it's in front of like 35 people. So how are you earning a living?
It's not easy. Luckily, I have a podcast called Tuesdays with Stories, and that brings in some ad money, and then some of our fans give us money for extra content, so that's helped. And then I put the special out, I Hate Myself, and a bunch of fans have Venmo'd me a few bucks for the special, which helped.
Wait a minute. Then, your fans are sending you $2 for that?
Yeah, some of them sending more. Some spent like 50 bucks. One guy in Australia sent 500 bucks, so I don't know if COVID doesn't exist there, or I don't know what his deal is, but he sent me $500. So that 500 has covered me over the last 7 months.
So your wife does stand up as well, and I'm wondering, what's it like if sometimes you both had kind of a bad set on the same night? What's it like at home that night?
If we both had a bad set, it's not so bad because we can kind of be like, boy, that sucked. That was crazy. The issue is when one of us has a great set and one has a bad set. That's when it gets really awkward at home. That's when it's that weird thing of like, boy, that crowd stunk. And you're like, well, they were okay for me.
All right, so I'm the kind of guy that I stay and I watch all the credits. And I was looking at yours at the end of I Hate Myself. And who are Steve and Deb List? Are they relatives?
Those are my parents. I was going to say my children, but they're my parents. Yeah. That's my mom and dad. Yeah.
All right. Well, they still live in Whitman?
They're still in Whitman, yep.
One more on the credits I was baffled by. Why is Bruce Springsteen's name on your list of thank yous?
He's a dear friend. We play cards together. No.
Come on. You're a name dropper.
No, I'm kidding. But I did meet him once. But Springsteen just was the biggest inspiration and continues to be the biggest inspiration, not even necessarily as an artist, but as just his words, his writing, the idea of, you know, songs like Badlands and Born to Run and Dancing in the Dark really make me want to get out of Whitman, even though I still love it, and try to really pursue, you know, a different kind of lifestyle and the arts. And so I'm forever grateful to him. And I did get to meet him once, and he said, hi. That was it.
It was fun talking to you, Joe. I really, you're so approachable. You're edgy. You've got a lot of great elements. I think people will enjoy Joe List, I Hate Myself, Comedy Central debut special, available for free, streaming on YouTube anytime. And if we ever get out of this stinking pandemic, it'd be fun to have you in studio because, you know, it's just a quick hop from New York to New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, I got some family up in the area, so I'd be happy to do it. I'd love to be up there. I live in New Hampshire.
You have family in New Hampshire? What town?
I do. Derry and Londonderry, I believe.
Perfect.
If I get that wrong, they're going to be mad at me, but I think they live in Derry and Londonderry.
Joe, I hope to talk again. Thanks, man. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, buddy.